America is getting more corrupt. While George Soros-backed Transparency International maintains that America is getting more corrupt, the organization itself has a history of scandals. Photo credit, Andrew Toth / Getty Images for Physicians for Human Rights AFP. A respected German think tank is now asserting that America is getting more corrupt and less free because of President Trump. Recently, the United States score dropped 4 points on Transparency International's Corruption Perceptions Index, CPI. In fact, Transparency International names the United States one to watch for corruption, the Daily Mail reports. However, America still receives a high score for being free of corruption in the CPI. Particularly, the United States score is 71, while the average European Union nation score is 66. To elaborate, Transparency International ranks nations on a corruption scale from 1 to 100. Notably, the least corrupt nation is Denmark with a score of 88. Meanwhile, the most corrupt nation is Somalia with a score of 10. Just how corrupt do they say America is becoming? Although the CPI indicates that America is getting more corrupt, the US is still ostensibly less corrupt than most countries. Currently, the CPI ranks the USA as the world's 22nd least corrupt nation with a score of 71. Nevertheless, that score fell from 75 in 2017. Furthermore, the United States is now more corrupt on the scale than France, which has a score of 72. Conversely, the average country in the Americas region has a CPI score of 44. As a result, even Transparency International considers the United States to be far less corrupt than most of its neighbors. Think tank blames Trump for corruption. Significantly, Transparency International blames populist politicians such as President Trump, the new Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, and Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales, for rising corruption. In particular, the organization blames corruption on Trump's leadership style. For example, it cites a rise in public promises for simplistic and strong-hand approaches to solving deep-rooted and complex societal problems, including corruption. So, Transparency International claims that Trump mantras like drain the swamp somehow lead to corruption. Nonetheless, Transparency International offers no evidence to support these claims. Nor does the organization provide any proof that Trump is participating in the undermining of free and independent media, especially when coverage challenges leaders' messaging. Transparency International also notes an increase in conflicts of interest and private influence. This refers to the fact that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is a senior advisor to the president. On the other hand, some of Transparency International's claims like interference with or blunt use of national institutions to weaken the system of checks and balances and increase executive power are hard to even believe. Consequently, the organization seems more interested in demonizing Trump than exposing corruption. What is Transparency International? While Transparency International maintains that America is getting more corrupt, the organization itself has a history of scandals. For instance, the organization admits accepting $3 million from the German technology giant Siemens in 2015. Notably, Siemens paid $1.34 billion in fines to the U.S. Justice Department in 2008. Additionally, the Justice Department has accused Siemens of bribing government officials in numerous countries. Wikipedia further alleges that Transparency International violated its own due diligence procedures by accepting the money from Siemens. Moreover, the Huffington Post charges that the board of Transparency International USA is full of corporate defense attorneys. Astonishingly, Transparency International gave its 2012 annual integrity award to then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Oddly enough, Clinton shared that award with Coca-Cola. Transparency International discredited its American chapter, Transparency International USA, in 2017. To clarify, discrediting means they threw the American chapter out of the organization. A press release had alleged that Transparency International USA violated the organization's rules. Transparency International receives money from the U.S. State Department. Additionally, Transparency International receives much of its funding from various governments. In fact, the Transparency International website lists the United States State Department as a source of funding. As a consequence, the organization stating that America is getting more corrupt receives your tax dollars. In addition, several German government agencies, including the Federal Foreign Office, the Federal Ministry for Economics, and the German Agency for International Development fund the group. Coincidentally, Transparency International's headquarters is in the German capital of Berlin. Transparency International gets money from George Soros and Big Coal. Moreover, Transparency International's website lists two open society foundations funded by Hungarian-American hedge fund billionaire George Soros as donors. In particular, those sites are the Open Society Institute and the Open Society Institute for West Africa. The Open Society Foundations are a family of offices and foundations created by philanthropist George Soros, the foundation's website admits. Several large corporations, including Siemens, donate money to the Open Society Institute. In addition to Siemens and Soros, Transparency International admits to taking money from the BHP Billiton Foundation. BHP Billiton is a giant international coal and iron ore mining company. By and large, Transparency International identifies its donors but refuses to state how much money it receives from them. In the final analysis, Transparency International is not really all that transparent. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article. As the 2020 presidential race heats up, will Elizabeth Warren stay in? What are your thoughts on George Soros think tanks and alleged American corruption? Let us know in the comments below.